Hey, friend. All right. So have you ever been part of a young professionals group at your local church, or you went in for a job interview, or you started to attend networking events, or something along those lines where you needed to quickly pitch yourself to a prospective employer or network connection, but you just didn't know how to do it? Friend, you are not alone, and I want to help you out. So in today's episode, we are going to discuss the three reasons why your elevator pitches are not landing, and I want to give you a quick way on how you can change it. All right, friend, I hope you've got your notebook and pen out because we're getting right into it. Hey, sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds, and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. Before we get into this episode, I would love to take the time really quick to read this review because it was just so encouraging to me. It is from Christine. It says, I absolutely loved listening to this podcast. Sarah shares such relatable content rooted in the Word of God and tips that will help anyone become more confident in Him. Y'all, if this podcast episode or any episode helps you and encourages you or teaches you something new, it would be wonderful if you could go onto Apple Podcasts and leave me a review and let me know. Not only does that help get this podcast out there to more women that need to hear the content, but it also encourages me and shows me that y'all support this and that y'all are here for it. And so I would love to hear from you, and it may even get featured on the show just like Christine's was. So, all right, now let's get into this episode. Who is ready for another college story? So in college, I remember we had to come up with an elevator pitch for class and present it in front of the class. And I went into it feeling very confident. But after the fact, I honestly wasn't, because like a good professor, my professor helped me to see that there were some things I needed to work on, and I needed to keep things shorter and more condensed. And so, like with anything, as you learn and develop and grow, your confidence grows along with it. And I want to help you guys out with creating elevator pitches that actually land when you share them. And I want to discuss common mistakes that people do while trying to create their elevator pitches. And so, getting right into it, the first reason that your elevator pitches are not landing is because you are trying to address way too much in a short amount of time. Now listen, less is more in these situations, because keep in mind that people's attention spans have been decreasing year by year, and it's kind of insane. Actually, according to Golden Steps ABA, in 2000, the attention span was about 12 seconds. Then in 2015, it got down to 8.25 seconds. In just 15 years, it's decreased a bunch. And actually, it's much less than the average attention span of a goldfish, which is 9 seconds. And so if you want to grab the attention of a future employer in this elevator pitch, then you have to keep things short and concise. You have to keep it simple. You need to condense your thoughts in a way to grab their attention so that they want to learn more about you. So I would say 30 seconds is at most what you should be doing for an elevator pitch. Please don't try and go longer than that. It's just not going to land. Alrighty, friend. Now let's get into point number two. The second reason that your elevator pitch is not landing is because your thoughts are not organized. You are actually distracting yourself. And when you are distracting yourself by worrying about what you're saying, what thoughts you want to present, where you're going with it, when you're distracting yourself with all of the fluff, it's noticeable. You're actually going to use more filler words to bring out your point, which actually lowers your credibility. According to Advances in Physiology Education, excessive use of fillers in scientific presentations, but, you know, I think this applies to every kind of presentation, everything that you're saying, it can reduce the credibility of the speaker as well as impair the comprehension of the speaker's message by the audience. It is crucial that you have practiced what you're going to say, that you know what you're going to say, so you use as few filler words as possible. That will definitely be so helpful for you, especially in this elevator pitch, because you have such a short amount of time. Now let's get into point number three, the third reason that your elevator pitches are not landing. Well, it's because you're stressed and you're not focused on that first impression. Look, you have 7 seconds according to LinkedIn, but Princeton actually says you have 1/10 of a second to make that first impression count. So some questions you can ask yourself as you're preparing to walk into those situations, because you definitely should be prepping your first impression before you go and make it. One of the things to ask is, are you slouching? Your posture is crucial. If you have poor posture, people will not actually take you as seriously as they would if you had proper posture. They think you are more confident when you walk correctly. Another thing, are you breathing properly? Are you catching your breath? It's so important that as you speak, that you have correct breathing, that you are not running into a situation, trying to talk for 30 seconds, but all the while you're like huffing and puffing. They're going to actually be a bit distressed by you and your presence, and that might be what they remember rather than what you were trying to sell them on. Another thing to ask yourself, are you making the eye contact and are you introducing yourself well? Because even if you're going into this and you're trying to sell something, you're also still going to be introducing yourself. You're still going to be putting yourself out there. And so if you want them to think that you are a credible source, then you gotta make sure that you are putting yourself out there correctly and using this elevator pitch to your benefit. All right, sis, let's reiterate what we discussed today. Okay, first reason that your elevator pitch is not landing is that you are trying to address way too much in a short amount of time. Remember that less is more, everybody's attention span is very low, and you want to keep your thoughts condensed enough to grab their attention and to keep it. And you want to keep your elevator pitch 30 seconds long in total. The second reason that your elevator pitch is not landing is that your thoughts are not organized and you're distracting yourself. Whether it's because you haven't prepared enough, you're anxious, you're nervous, remember that that is noticeable. And in those 30 seconds, if you have a bunch of filler words, that's going to lower your credibility. The third reason that your elevator pitch is not landing is because you're stressed and you're not focused on making that first impression count. Remember, you have about 7 seconds or 1/10 of a second. And so you want to make sure that you have practiced enough and that you've answered the questions that I provided so that you can go into it giving this elevator pitch to the best of your ability. And sis, I am so proud of all the work that you've already done. And I challenge you, if you have struggled with one of these three things, if you're still struggling with them, make sure that you listen back to this episode. You work through the specific things that we've discussed and you take those notes and you practice so that you can deliver a successful elevator pitch. Before we go, I would love to pray with you all. So let's do that right now. Lord Jesus, thank you for this time that you've given us. Thank you, God, for this listener. And I just pray that you would give them the wisdom and the guidance that they need to prepare these elevator pitches for whatever it is that they're doing, and that you would guide the words that they have to say, that you would give them the boldness and the confidence to step into those opportunities, and that you would guide their steps. And Lord, whether success or failure, that you would be glorified and that they would continue to grow and learn. We thank you again for this time, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, friend, I'll see you next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with